News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. A day ahead of Uddhav Thackeray taking oath as Maharashtra Chief Minister, Nationalist Congress Party leader Praful Patel confirmed that the Deputy Chief Minister of the Alliance will be from his party and the Speaker from the Congress. There will be only one Deputy Chief Minister and that will be from the NCP, said Patel, after attending a meeting of the MLAs of the three Alliance partners in Mumbai on Wednesday. Patel said the NCP will get the Deputy Speaker's post in the Assembly. Along with Thackeray, one or two members of each of the three parties will take oath as ministers today, added Patel. Sena leader Aditya Thackeray on Wednesday night met Congress President Sonia Gandhi and is understood to have invited her for his father's swearing-in ceremony, which will take place at 6:40 p.m. at Shivaji Park in central Mumbai today. He also called upon senior Congress leader and former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh to extend the invitation. Uddhav Thackeray also invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the ceremony, both calling him over phone as well as sending an official invite. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal and DMK Chief M.K. Stalin have also been invited for the ceremony. Congress leader Vijay Vadethiwar said the chief ministers of Congress-ruled states have also been invited. Apart from prominent political leaders, the Sena has also invited 400 farmers, including members of families of agriculturists who committed suicide, party MP Vinayak Raut said. And newly elected Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa will arrive in New Delhi today for a two-day visit during which he will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to deepen strategic bilateral ties. Rajapaksa will arrive in India in the evening and a ceremonial reception will be held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in his honour tomorrow. The same day, he will hold talks with Modi and also call on President Ramnath Kovind, the Ministry of External Affairs said. Rajapaksa's storm to victory in Sri Lanka's presidential elections, the results of which came on Sunday. Modi had telephoned Rajapaksa to congratulate him on his electoral win and invited him to visit India as his first official foreign tour. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Wednesday launched a spirited defense of her handling of the economy, comparing macroeconomic indicators with past Congress governments and said the growth may have slowed down, but the economy will never slip into recession. Replying to a short-duration discussion on the state of the economy in the Rajya Sabha, Sitharaman said steps taken by the government post her maiden budget have started to bear fruit and some sectors, such as automobiles, have shown signs of recovery. Every step being taken is in the interest of the country. Looking at the economy in discerning view, you see that growth may have come down, but it is not recession yet. It won't be recession ever, she said. Allaying concerns over revenue position of the government, she said direct tax and GST collections have both seen an increase in the first 7 months of the current fiscal when compared to the same period of the last year. The Congress, the TMC and the left parties, however, staged a walkout of the House, saying she was reading out her budget speech rather than addressing issues facing the economy. She then went on to compare GDP growth during the Narendra Modi-led BJP government since 2014 and that witnessed in the previous 5 years under the UPA 2 regime, saying inflation was below the targeted range, economic expansion was much better, and so were other macroeconomic indicators. India's growth outlook has weakened sharply this year, with a crunch that started with the non-banking finance institutions spreading to retail businesses, car makers, home sales, and heavy industries. The Indian economy expanded by 5% in April-June, its slowest annual pace since 2013, and the projections are that it may have slowed down further in the second quarter, making 6 consecutive quarters of slowing growth, a first since 2012. This despite a recent series of fiscal stimulus, including a reduction in corporate tax rates. Sitharaman blamed the fall in GDP growth in the last two financial years to the lagged effect of twin balance sheet crisis of stress on banks due to non-performing assets or bad loans on the one hand, and heavily indebted corporates on the other, resulting from the UPA regime lending. Rejecting criticism that her maiden budget on July 5 had failed to address concerns of a slowing economy and so had to resort to announcing measures within a month of the passing of the budget by Parliament, she said the Economic Survey and she had recognized the need for recapitalization of bank and reforms in her budget speech. Trump was told about the complaint in late August in a briefing by White House counsel Pat Cipollone and John Eisenberg, an attorney with the White House National Security Council, according to two officials not authorized to publicly discuss the matter. The lawyers told the president about the complaint, explaining that they were trying to determine whether they were legally required to give it to Congress, the officials said. The aide was released on September 11 amid growing pressure from lawmakers. The White House has claimed there was no link between the military aid suspension and the president's request for Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden and his family. But it was his request to Ukraine's president in a July phone call that prompted the government whistleblower's complaint about a link. The assertion of such a link has since been corroborated by a parade of witnesses testifying on Capitol Hill. The revelation comes just days before the House Judiciary Committee takes over the impeachment probe, scheduling a hearing for next week as it pushes closer to a possible vote on charges of high crimes and misdemeanors. The judiciary panel scheduled the hearing as the Intelligence Committee on Tuesday released two last transcripts from its depositions, including from a White House budget official who detailed concerns among colleagues as Trump ordered them, through intermediaries, to put a hold on military aid to Ukraine. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.